We continue our learning the Mishnah stuff. Be Menachem Shem Chayakam Pinchas Leo. We are in Bava Kama Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Hayamoshcha V'yotzei. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Here, the ganav is pulling the shor, the seh, to pull it out of the rishus of the balin. And we spoke about the fact that he needs to make a kinyan ganav in order to be chayav in the kefil and the dal v'hei. But what happened here was v'meis, and then the animal, the shor, the seh, died b'rishus balin, even before he was able to get it out. Potter. The Mishnah says he's going to be Potter because he never made a Kinyan Geneva on it. And Mashiach, we know, is not Kona in the Roshus, in the domain of the Baal. He has to actually pull it outside and into any Hagbah. And therefore, he's going to be Potter. Some debate whether he's Potter only from Kefel. Are you Potter from Karen as well? The Rambam says you're only Potter from Kefel. We have to pay the Karen. Question whether that, why that should be true. But anyway, that's what the Mishnah says. A person's pulling it out, but didn't pull it out yet. And the animal dies, he's Potter. He be ho. But let's say he picked up the animal, the shore of the seh, even though he needs to take it out of the owner's rishus. So then Hagbah, we know, is kone even in the rishus of the Baal. Or he pulled it out with the Mishich of a Mesa, and then the shore of seh died afterwards. Then the chayv is going to be chayv kefil. He didn't slaughter or sell it. The animal now died, but he did make a kinyan geneva, and therefore he's chayv kefil. Let's say nisano levechoros beno. Here you have a case where the ganav is in the Rishus HaBaal. He walks into the guy's backyard and he wants to steal the animal. And before he makes a Kinyan Geneva on it, he gives it to Becharos Beno, to a Kohen, as the Ganav has a firstborn son, and it's the 31st day. He wants to do Pinyan Aben, and Pinyan Aben, you don't have to give a 5 sela cash, you can give a Shavet Kesef. So he gives an animal that's certainly worth 5 sela in the place in its place. So he now, but he never made a Kinyan on it. He gives it now, okay, here, Mr. Kohen, this is going to be for Pinyan Aben. Ola Bal Chavo. Or let's say this Ganav, who's in the is in the rishus of the owner of the animal, before he even steals it, before he even acquires it for himself, says to his balchov, to a malvim, he owes a debt to someone. He says, okay, this animal is going to be for my debt. L'shomachinam l'shoel, l'nosei sachar l'sachar. Let's say he wants the animal to be watched. He's giving it to Shomer, Shomer Chinam, Shoel, one who's borrowing, and knows his Sachar, Shomer Sachar, or a Sachar, one who's going to rent it, Vahaya Moshcha. And now, what's happening? So the Ganav doesn't, he's not pulling it out at all. The Kohen's pulling it out. The Baal Chov, the Malveh, who he owes money to, or the Shomer's pulling it out. Umeis Bershus Baalim, Habalim, and the animal dies while still in the Rishus of the owner. Putter, the Ganav is Putter from everything, because he was. And no one's chayev. The ganav is pater. He wasn't kona the animal. The shaliach is not chayev. He wasn't kona the animal. Higbiho. But let's say the kohen or the baal chova, the shomer, picks it up in the rishus of the dal. Picks up this animal. Or he pulled it out and was koneh through Mashiach, v'meis, and then the animal dies. Chayav, what does it mean, chayav? So one explanation is, the ganav is chayav because of the kinyan that his shaliach made by pulling the animal outside. Now the animal's dead, so the ganav has to pay. You'll say, hold on one second, who's doing the stealing really? The ganav is not pulling it out, the shaliach is pulling it out. The Kohen, the Shomer, the Baal Chov, and Ein Shliach LeDvar Avera. There's no concept of Shlichos when it comes to someone doing Avera, so it should be the one who pulled it out who is the Ganav, who becomes the Ganav Uschaiv. The Kohen, the Shaliach, the Shomer, the Baal Chov should be the Ganav. The answer is no. The Ganav here is the one who's Chayev. The one who gave it to the Kohen. The one who gave it to. Why? Because the Shlichim, the Kohen, the Shomer, they didn't know that this was a stolen animal. They thought it belonged to this person. And therefore, if the Shaliach didn't know that Aver is being done, then Yesh Shaliach Devar Aver. That's one way to explain the Mishnah. And others say, no, that's not the way to explain the Mishnah at all. In fact, Ein Shaliach Devar Aver applies even if the person's unaware. And it wouldn't be the Ganav's Chiyuv. But the way to explain explain the Mishnah is, yes, the Kohen or the Baal Chov and the Shomer knows exactly what's going on. He knows it's a stolen animal. So what's the Mishnah telling us? Well, since the Gadav didn't acquire the animal yet through Geneva, and he gives it to the Kohen, the Baal Chov, and the Shomer, therefore, if they pick it up or they pull it out, they are Achayev. They did the Maisa Geneva, which means when the Mishnah here says, Pater Achayev, oh, Umeis Bershus Balam Pater, it's not going on the Ganav. Meaning, if the animal died before a Kinyan was made, this Shaliach person is Pater. And if he picked it up, or he pulled it out of the Rishus of the Baal, Vameis Chayev. You know, the Chayev is going on, not on the Ganav. The Ganav is not Chayev. He didn't do the Aveira. Rather, it's going on this Shaliach. He's going to be chayv, and that's what it means. Even you'll say, hold on, a gonev menaganev is pater. So why they aren't they being gonev menaganev? Not true. He's not a pater from kefel. I'll tell you why. Because the ganev was never konit. So therefore, it's not gonev menaganev. The first one is not a ganev at all, and therefore they are going to be chayv as if they stole from the rishus of the baal, and the kefel is going to be their chiyuv. Perek zayin, mishnah zayin. Ein megadlin behema daka be'eretz Yisrael. You're not permitted, you'll see this is related to Geneva somewhat, you're not permitted to raise behema daka. Behema daka means goats and sheep, thin animals literally, as opposed to behema gasa, which are cows, oxen, and things like that. You're not allowed to raise behema daka in Eretz Yisrael because of Yishuv Haaretz. Behema daka, these thin animals, the goats and the sheep, they eat up all of the plants, the crops, the grass, so we don't want them doing that in Eretz Yisrael. Aval megadlin basuria, but you are allowed to raise them in Syria. We're not so concerned about the issue of there, the settlement there. Syria has a certain status like Eretz Israel. We know that David HaMelech conquered Aram Tzova, Aram Naraim, these areas before he conquered all of Eretz Israel. So therefore, they have a quasi-status of Eretz Israel regarding Kedusha Sa'aretz. But when it comes to raising Behema Daka, sheep and goats, that's allowed in Syria. So not in Eretz Israel at all, no. Uvim in Barosh, Sheber Eretz Israel. The desert areas in Eretz Israel, you can raise them as long as they're far away. Since they're far away from people's fields and vineyards, that's okay. That's acceptable. You're not permitted to raise chickens in Yerushalayim because of the carbonos that are there. The chickens, generally, they peck in the garbage, and we're afraid that maybe they're going to bring a sheretz or even a partial part of a sheretz, one of the eight rodents, mice, toads, things like that, and even an adash, even a lentil size of a sheretz is metame, and then metame the carbonos that are eaten in the city of Yerushalayim, so we should not be raising tanugolim Yerushalayim. V'lo kohanim Eretz Yisrael, b'nei ataras, and kohanim shouldn't be raising chickens in any part of Eretz Yisrael, because if taras, kohanim are eating truma, they have to make sure the truma remains tahor, and we're afraid that the tanugolim are going to be metame the truma, so kohanim should not be involved in raising chickens at all. Ein megadlin chazir mechol. You're not permitted to raise pigs anywhere, even chutzlars. The government was advised to why this is. This was a gezeira because we had this in the past during the time of the Gemara and Daf Pei Beis here. Pei Beis and Beis speaks about when Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, the Malchei Chashmonoim, were fighting for the kingship. So one was inside Yerushalayim, the other was outside, and the people who were inside would give money to people outside to make sure that they give sheep so they could bring the Karban HaTamid. And one day they sent up a chazir, a pig, and it says it was halfway up the wall, it stuck its claws into the wall, and Eretz Israel shook throughout all 400 parsa by 400 parsa, and at that time, they said, okay, a person who raises pigs in Eretz Yisrael should be cursed based on that story. So that's why Ein Megan Chazirin B'chol Makom in Eretz Yisrael. Not only Eretz Yisrael, but rather B'chol Makom, even in Chutz La'aretz, based on this Braisa as well. The Arur Adam was Arur Adam Sheyigadel Chazirin, period, anywhere. Lo Yigadel Adam Esakelev, a person should not be raising a dog, and this is a dog that typically bites, because it's very harmful. A woman, the Gemara is even afraid of a woman miscarry just out of fear of that dog. Elim keno yakasha b'shal shalas, unless it's tied with a rope, literally as a chain, and this way people are not afraid of it. You are permitted to raise dogs, in a city that what we call is smucha l'sapar. Which means that this is a problem for an individual to have a dog. But if, let's say, you have a city that's next to a border city, feels it needs it for protection, so that is going to be permitted. The Gemara in Daf Pei has an opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who say you're allowed to have a kufri dog. That's a small dog, doesn't bite. Maybe it's a large dog people, hunters, use. And then it also, and it's tame, it doesn't bite. Some say it's a small dog that barks at night in a village, far from the village. Or rather far from, let's say, the towns where people are there, but it's a little bit kfar, maybe kufri. It's called a kufri dog because it's from a village and the villages are not that close to the city. Different ways to explain what dogs are going to be permitted. Then the Mishnah says, ein person nishbim leyonim. You're not allowed to set traps to catch wild doves. What are we afraid of? The doves may belong to other people, and you're going to catch them, and they're going to fly into them. Elim keno yorochok min ayish of shloshim ris. You want to set up these traps for doves? If it's 30 ris from an area that's inhabited, that's okay. What's 30 ris? So a ris, we assume, is equal, 30 ris is equal to 4 mil. 4 mil is a parsa. So if it's that far away, so then we permit you to set up the traps for doves.